Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello and welcome to this very wonderful Friday edition of Donald Trend has been indicted. Anyway, look, you've been indicted. That's going to be the top story. Look, I'm Miles, and the place to be, along with super producer and master musician and DJ, who, you know, you got to find his work, but he's the man, Mr. Justin Connor. What's up, JC?
Yo, what's up, bro? You can try and find it. It's out there somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
I think some of the Zeit Gang already has, but, you know, I'm not going to help you. So,
Yeah. If you're interested, do the fucking work. Do the work. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So let's just get into the top story. Obviously, the biggest story right now that everyone is talking about is Hezbollah, because he apparently was beating his cat on Twitter, and now everyone is talking about it. And I believe that is what is being discussed the most right now on internet.
As far as I'm aware, I don't know if anything else happened.
Before we recorded, we'd spent damn near 30 minutes just talking about Hezbollah and then his like beef with Abdul Rozik, and I didn't even know. I've seen Hezbollah. If you've probably seen this guy, he's this like 20-year-old man with a growth hormone deficiency, so he's smaller, but he's always like wearing like hype beast like gear. He was recently front row at the Lake Show on some Jack Nicholson shit, and he's become like just a big internet celebrity. But there was a video that came out with him like scolding his cat, as he said, and many people were like, "You're pulling his ear and you're punching it." And he's like, this is just blown out of proportion. He's like, I love cats. I love them more than I love you, I think is what the translation said in his video. But yeah, it's kicked off a lot of talk.
I'm also not really aware of this guy's history or anything. But
you've seen him. You're aware of his. Yeah. You've seen this.
Yeah. I think if you spent any amount of time on like Instagram or anything, like there's a reel at some point you're going to see where Hezbollah pops up. I don't know. All of this internet celebrity shit goes over my head. I'm sorry.
I wish I could muster up the strength to say something about Hezbollah. I mean, I'm the same way. I'm like, I know him from being like with Salt Bae and like these other like Turkish restaurant people back in the day. But his career is fucking on some next level shit. We saw him. Mike Tyson was even. Mistook him, I think, for like a small child, the way he was kissing and hugging him. Okay, but enough of that. The real story is that LeBron James has announced he's not paying $8 for a fucking blue check mark. Seems to me many other people feel the same way, like including a few news outlets. Because for companies, they're saying it's going to cost you $1,000 a month for that gold check.
That's madness. And I don't think that Elon is doing this to actually make money. I think he's just an agent of chaos, and this is going to foment a lot of chaos. And I'm not sure what the game plan is here, because I think this the idea of abandoning Twitter is becoming more and more like acceptable every day for even people who are still clinging to it, right? Or am I way off base?
I mean, it's one of those things where everyone felt like, oh, it's going to melt down, and people have left. Other people like just use it less. Like now, like if whenever I open it, it would be like to look at something. But even then, my use is way down because I go to Reddit, where all the stuff starts off before it ends up on Twitter anyway. But yeah, I don't know. I get the fucking like lack of enthusiasm for this nonsense, but for, you know, outwardly, he thinks that this is going to solve the fucking revenue question. But when you look at their numbers, like, this isn't even close to putting a dent in the fucking debt that, or, you know, loss of value the company's experienced.
Like, I know he's not as smart as he thinks he is, but I don't think even he thinks this is doing anything to put a dent in that deficit. I truly think, like, they, like, Twitter just used to be a bastion of, like, breaking news, and you might have to take it with a grain of salt because it didn't also always necessarily ring to be true. But, like, I think at this point, there's, like, no other place that's been established as the next place to go yet. And I think that is the most interesting part of this, is because, like, you know, TikTok is a different animal and you can't really compare it to Twitter. So, like, what is... I know this question has been brought up many times and it's not new, but I'm just curious, because as someone who's not a part of the Twitterverse, like, where are they going? Yeah. Where's the collective mindset on that? Like,
yeah, I mean, like, their Mastodon was popping off for a second, I guess. I never went over there, and then that quickly faded. And like a few of the other ones, it seems like people are less interested in. I don't know. I mean, it's, other people speculate that like it could, the business situation over there could be so untenable that Elon Musk just sells it back and just like takes a fucking L, unlike any other. But I don't know. I mean, like, it does feel like that moment where, like, you know, the party you're at is whack as fuck, and you're hoping like the homie's like, yo, there's like a dope ass fucking mansion party we can hit next. But we're still waiting for that phone call or text to know where the next spot is.
We're outside smoking a J, waiting for our lift to come.
I'm like, yo, bro, the fucking cops are going to be here any second, bro. This shit is not going to last, man. We got to go to the next spot. So we'll see. I don't know. But yeah, Tesla is like, they're already having issues. I feel like I just read something that a few Tesla owners are suing Elon Musk because they're like, where's this like fully autopilot mode that you promised us that we paid all this money for 7 years ago? Talking all this shit, but... whatever, he's got his own problems, including, you know, ignoring all the wild anti-Semitism on Twitter, especially after what is happening with the actual big story today. Donald Trump has been indicted. I believe I'm saying that right.
Yeah, that's what he tweeted, right? Or he truthed.
He truthed it. I've been indicted. But yeah, he's been indicted. 34 counts is what they are saying. But again, I believe as of this time, the indictment is still sealed, so we don't officially know what is going on, but this is all to do with Stormy Daniels. And the other thing that's trending is see you next Tuesday, because Tuesday is apparently the day that Donald Trump will be flying to New York from Florida to, you know, appear for his arraignment.
Yeah, I'm with you. We talked about this, you know, before the recording. I'm having a hard time feeling good about this necessarily, because I'm like he's gonna skate. Like, it just doesn't feel real. And I'm also, I think an underrated like factor of all this that I don't think people have talked about enough is that Stormy Daniels puts on such a brave face for someone who's now a woman who's like, who an entire like vindictive group of people can just point at as like, they already had her as like a mascot for hatred, but like now they can really just lean into like, he's going to be handcuffed, and that visual will be associated with Stormy Daniels. And I think she's out here on Twitter being like, oh yeah, I'm popping my champagne. And that's, I really admire that, because I, as a nervous, anxious person, I would be a fucking wreck being like, I'm associated with this shit, and now a whole wave of evil is going to come towards me. And she's like, hey, I have to have security for the rest of my life, but I'm feeling pretty good. And I'm like, wow, that's brave.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think right now a lot of the anger is manifesting and being directed at the black man that is the DA, which is Alvin Bragg, which is wild too. And now they're already naming the judge and their shit, you know, like, you can see how the anger is swirling.
This is a scary time. Like, and I really, like, I don't know. There's something that I feel like a lot of liberals are falling into the trap once again of like, yay, it finally happened. Mission accomplished. And I'm like, no. What are you talking about?
Just so you know, this ain't it.
Yeah.
Okay. For people who are, and I get that, you know, I think it is nice to see that he's actually been indicted, because that's, no one's ever crossed that line before, but it's like, what's going to be the fallout in terms of the fucking violence that he's going to stoke and how people respond to that? Or will people kind of, I don't know, a lot of people feel like, well, maybe he'll get, like, this will get him out of the way and the Republicans will do something. But they all just lined up have his back.
And there's no rules for this. So, like, that's what's they're just going to make it up as they go along. And that external pressure from this group of people who we've already seen can cause a lot of things to move in Congress and the government just from being angry. It's not fun to think about the consequences of this.
No. But I'll say this, and we talk a lot more about it on Monday's episode. This is not going to be the thing that puts Donald Trump in jail, and I wouldn't count on it either. Or even what jail looks like, because we even talk about, like, because he has Secret Service protection for life. I don't know if that goes away if you're indicted, but I believe you just have it.
Yeah.
What that means for someone who would be in prison.
I just don't want to take away from the fact, like, yes, this is a big deal and I'm happy to see it happen. It's just hard to fully celebrate.
You don't have to defend that. It's fucking, look at the only thing we have to tell us if we look at history is that nothing will come of this.
That's what I'm afraid of. Yeah.
And what's wild is it's like fucked up either way. It's like, okay, so maybe he is found guilty and all this shit happens. And then what's the fallout from all, like, the MAGA people that want to defend him if they come to his defense this time? Or, whatever. Mm-hmm. Either way, it is what it is. But we shall see. We just don't know what will happen because it is unprecedented. And it is history in the making in terms of, like, we don't have anything to compare this to with someone being indicted and the social media and the disinformation and all that. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Cookie dough is also trending because the CDC is telling people, please do not eat raw cookie dough or cake batter because there is a salmonella outbreak linked to flour and at least a dozen people have gotten sick. They still don't know which brand of flour it is, but yeah, just don't eat your raw cookie dough. Public service.
Don't eat raw cookie dough, people. This is okay. So this is something I used to do all the time as a child, just because at the time, especially I think one of my first experiences getting high, there was nothing to eat. And my mom had made a bunch of cookies. So there was this big bowl of cookie dough in the bottom of the refrigerator. Shit. And I poured just a shit ton of milk in there and then just stirred it up. And ate it.
Wait, you made a slop bowl?
Yeah, bro. It was violating. Yeah, that was not a good time. But no ill effects because, you know, okay. I was like 17 or something, 16, and I was fine. But
and you can't get salmonella at that age, obviously.
I will tell you, though, salmonella is nothing to play with because I have had it since then. And I'm telling you, like, I was working on this show when it happened. I think I took maybe a day or two off, but I was not on camera for several weeks because I was so fucked up. Like, my sister was like, yo, you got to go to the hospital. Like, I couldn't keep anything down. It was a hellish experience. Like, it lasted like the entire month of October.
Mm.
And so when I say stay away from this, it's not worth that moment of sweetness. Yeah. You gotta be careful what you're putting in your body. People.
Exactly. Justin did that. So hopefully you won't have to,
go through that.
Exactly. We know the wisdom that J-Hove has passed down. In this case, J-Hove Connor, J-Doc Connor.
J-Doc,
you must
Connor,
try harder.
Right.
competition is not, or yeah. So please don't eat that cookie dough. Next thing that's trending, Christopher Walken. Wow. Christopher. He turned 80 years old today. So great for you.
Oh, God, that's good. That's good, Miles.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, everybody's got to have a Walken.
Everyone has one, but that one was almost pitch perfect.
Look, like I said, the only reason I'm bringing attention to this is because I got to shout out the original Frank motherfucking White, the King of New York.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know, that's one of my favorite like gangster films. King of New York with Christopher Walken. It's wild. It's why even Biggie called himself Frank White. It's because off of the strength of this, and countless hip hop interludes have come off the strength of the lore of King of New York. You know, we had Lawrence Fishburne. The cast is fucking wild also.
And this man still has so much swag at 80 years old. That should let you all know it's authentic from the beginning, from jump. And you always got it. It's not something you can fake.
The flow is real, okay? Mm-hmm. Do not cross swords with Christopher Walken. Look, he's like even a little bit of a dancer, too, as we saw from the...
A little bit of a dancer.
Yeah.
He got some honey in the hips, as you like
remember
to say.
That, yeah. You remember that Fatboy Slim video?
Yeah. Oh, do I remember it?
Yeah.
That shit. I used to crank that shit up every time it came on MTV.
A little bit of that. Was it Weapon of Choice? That's the name of the track.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which I think is a Spike Jones joint. But anyway...
Yeah, that shit was fire.
Chris Walken, 80 years old, really not much else to say. But if you like Scarface or whatever, man, put that shit down. Fucking King of New York is way better than that shit, at least in my mind. Although I get Scarface has its own place. But for me, I'm a King of New York guy.
Mm.
And then lastly, it's the Trans Day of Visibility, which is really important to point out, especially right now, because the country is in the midst of like an all out like legislative and culture war against the trans community. And like, while, you know, we'll talk more about this on Monday, too, but just like with the amount of visibility that there is for trans people, there's a whole lack of, you know, proper safeguards to protect this community. And right now we're just watching state after state begin to dismantle rights for the trans community. And I think it's really important for people to really understand how fucking terrible that is and how much of, you know, this is just part and parcel of how these people are trying to operate on the right is. They're going after what they believe is their weakest opponents first, or people that they believe other people don't care about enough to stand up to their fuckery. So, you know, like we always say on this show, you got to stand up to that kind of fuckery. Like, if you're a good person and you fuck with this show, the way we look at the world is that we're going to live in a better world when we are able to accept people for who they are and not allow that to, you know, cloud your idea of your own personal safety or your ability to prosper and things like that, that the best world is one where we are actually taking up for each other. Because when we support each other, then that means we don't allow people to fall by the wayside. And right now, just this GOP-led fucking campaign is really fucked up. And, you know, it takes more than like Joe Biden sometimes to be like, yeah, this is an important time. Like, we need real legislation. We need real action to be able to counteract this stuff. So, absolutely. You know, very important.
And everyone, look up who you're voting for. There are a lot of liberal politicians who are not on the side of trans rights. And that's where we're really going to see a lot of movement on this kind of stuff, because unfortunately, society hasn't evolved enough to the point where they have all the support that they need. It's really, really slow on the governmental side, maybe two, three, four times as slow. And so if you're voting in a targeted way for the right people, you can enact change, especially on your local level, a lot faster. But if you aren't doing the research, you might be voting for someone who's actively harming your friends.
Yeah.
And that, I think, at the end of the day, you have to do some accounting and realize that, like, if you are not really, really actively searching for ways to help, and unfortunately with this particular issue, you have to try hard, because there aren't as many allies as you would hope, especially if you are a left brain, like in a liberal bubble like I am. Like, you might be a little disheartened by the fact that not as many people as you'd hope are reaching out. But at the same time, use that as motivation. Get yourself more active. People are going to see that, and they're going to feel inspired.
Yeah.
And your friends who are asking for that help, if you do that unsolicited, I promise you, like, it's going to form bonds that are stronger than you can ever imagine. It's going to come back and reward you in ways you can't even think about right now.
Because it's one thing to say, like, you have someone's back, and it's another to put that into practice. And especially like right now, like don't just sit passively if like your state is going after trans people or trans kids or whatever, trying to just kind of pick away at the ability of just human beings to live their fucking life. At the end of the day, that's what it is. They're legislating against human beings to be able to live the life that they want. So like we say always at the end of the episode, Justin, thank you so much for joining me, but be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, you know, get the vaccine. What's that one song by, what's that dude's name? Something Boy Craig, who's like, trans people are my friends. Transphobes can't catch these hands. You know what I mean? Heard that track?
I think we played it before in a recording, and but I'm not familiar with, no.
Yeah, anyway, transphobes can catch these hands, so just know that. Don't do nothing in the face of just any kind of discriminatory behavior, because the world is hard enough, and the only way we're going to be able to right that is that gross-ass, ignorant people know that they are outnumbered by people with a good heart. So let your good heart be known. All right, I hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with a fantastic episode where we will laugh our asses off through the Trump indictment, and we will see you then. All right, bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.